Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It indeed is the Odd Couple, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. I think Rob feels like he's in the principal's office.
No.
It's our great executives, Don Martin and Scott Shapiro, are watching him. No. Rob is really on his P's and Q's right now.
Not Chris, you got it all wrong, because I'm saying to Don and Scott how the show could work if it's just one guy who's in Los Angeles. You know what I mean? We don't need both. I'm trying to convince them that I'm here every day. And, you know, you don't need to hook this up from New Jersey. Doesn't that cost money?
Wow.
Look at you trying to get rid of me.
Here's a sad thing, man. Okay, first of all, I haven't seen you in so long, I forgot what you look like.
I know,
it's
Super Bowl. Thank you, you too.
I see the radio side now, okay, because you don't do your hair for us. I get it.
I just throw on a hat.
He doesn't die.
I just throw on a hat for radio, definitely.
Well, you look good, and he's full of bleep, because there's no way in heck I would have just said, hey, can we just do the show from the East Coast?
My man. That's the great Don Martin. Thank you, brother.
Love you both. All the love and respect. You know that, guys.
Yes, absolutely.
Scott, that's great. You're not saying anything, Scott. Say something to Chris real quick.
Say something.
I got
great
nothing.
Scott
See
Shapiro.
You, Chris. Hey.
Who's winning this debate? Of course I am.
The same person that always wins, Scott.
Of course I am. All right. Look good.
Scott's
Thanks,
trying
guys.
To be nice. No, right, it's great
Elijah,
to see those
see you
guys. You seeing them in person. I'm
yes.
only seeing them on the Zoom. But anyway, great to see them and great to be back for the second hour of the iCouple. Rob, let's go here. Obviously, we both have picked Denver, and they are the heavy favorites, as we said at the top of the show. They are the most favorite team, or the third most favorite team, in the last 20 years of the NBA Finals. So this, most people think, is a lopsided matchup. But let me ask you this. If Denver loses, obviously, and Miami wins, is it a bigger win for – what's bigger? The win for Jimmy Butler or the loss for Jokic? You know what I mean? In terms of impacting their – at least their current legacy and changing things for either one of them.
I think this is easy. Jimmy Butler. Because this would be the little engine that couldn't, that could, that got it done.
Yep.
And to overcome, Chris, what the Joker and the Nuggets present and to win a championship out of nowhere, basically. A seed. No A seed has ever won.
Right. There's only been one that got there.
Right.
Like, other than the Heat. Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's the part. Didn't the Knicks get there on the A seed?
Yeah, the other A seed. The Knicks and the Heat.
I remember that in 1999, right? Was that it?
Yep, I was at that series, and it wasn't much of a series. I think it was five.
Right.
Five games, yeah.
But they beat Miami, if you remember, Chris, in the first round. Remember that? Allen Houston, it hit. That was a number one seed against an eight, and Allen Houston hit the game-winning shot. Close to the buzzer. Wasn't exactly at the buzzer. Yeah. But anyway, my point is there's just so many things. And if Jimmy Butler was able to get this done, it would elevate him to an even higher level from the standpoint that, you know, oh, he's got a good team, Jimmy playoffs and Jimmy buckets and in the playoffs and all that, but he never won. You know, like that would be the hook on him. Oh, he's got some great runs, but he never won. But if he were to win here, it would be huge.
I agree with you. It would be bigger for Butler. Now, look, it would be a sizable hit for Jokic because right now, it seems like most people, at least on television, Rob, most analysts are referring to him as either the best player in the world or arguably the best player in the world. That might stop if they lose this series and he doesn't play well. So there's that. But he's only 28 years old, Rob. The team, he's going to play for a long time. He will have many more chances. I'm not saying he would definitely win a championship, right? It's not easy to do, but he's not at the end. This is not his last hurrah. And so I think that will have to be taken into consideration. Look, we look at Kevin Durant's first finals, loss. We look at LeBron James' first finals, bad loss. They got swept, but second finals, when they really should have won with D-Wade and Chris Bosh in Miami, and LeBron didn't play well at all and largely cost them that series. But yet he was able to come back and still win four championships. So I think some of that would, you know, be the thought process that people would have as far as Jokic goes. But to your point, it would be astronomical for Jimmy Butler. I've said it. I think he's building a Hall of Fame resume. I think he's already in, Rob, now with what he's done. And certainly a championship would seal the deal. But beyond that, Rob, tell me what you think of this. I actually think that Jimmy Butler would become one of the faces of the NBA. Because let's look at it. The two faces of the league right now are LeBron and Steph. We know that. But they're older. We know LeBron is 38 and Steph is 35. Jimmy's not a young spring chicken, but he's only 33. And then the two best players in the world, Jokic and Giannis, they don't want it. They don't want to be the face of the league. They'll be among the faces, but they really don't want that, you know, just to do that. That's not necessarily their personality. Jokic more than Giannis. And then, Rob, the others, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Luka Doncic, Joel Embiid, they're all coming off bad losses. Jason Tatum, throw him in there. Like, they're coming off bad playoff losses. So for now, Jimmy Butler, Rob, he already has the commercials, right? We see him in the commercials. He has a great story, a real hard luck story, and he's come from some real tough circumstances. He's got some charisma with his big face coffee and all of that. He's playing in a good
movies,
market,
right,
Miami.
Chris? And movies.
Was he in a movie? I didn't see it if he was in one.
He's been in a few movies.
Okay. Rob G will come on. Rob G,
he knows all the movies. Right.
The biggest one, he was in Office Christmas Party. He has a role in that one, and he's done cameos in a lot of TV shows as well. He speaks. He has as many lines as Chris Broussard did in that one teenage flick.
Hold on. I had a good 4-minute stint where it was just me and the other star.
But you know that the other star. But Chris, you didn't even come off as like credible as a reporter in that movie. I'm just saying. It wasn't credible.
No, my wife is like, look, if you couldn't play that role,
right,
you were playing yourself.
Exactly.
No, but you see what I'm saying, Rob? Do you agree? Like, I think he would become one of the faces and one of, you know, NBA players are, you know, they get commercials. And I think he would be one of those main faces.
As long as he keeps the dreads out. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I like this look better than the long braids extensions that he had in the beginning of the year. You know, for his team photo. I guess he was doing it for the team photo.
That was a little bit too much, right?
You used to get ready for the school picture.
Yes.
I guess that's how he took it. but yeah, I think that would be the case for him, Rob.
Yeah, it would elevate him. I don't know about where he fit in. And
yeah, I'm not saying face at all.
Yeah,
no.
Okay. Like I don't know, you know, as long as LeBron and those other guys are still playing,
right,
people would look to them first. But it would definitely elevate him. And then, Chris, you know, you're saying he's already in the Hall of Fame. I'm not there, but I think he would be if he were able to win a championship. I think then he would be cemented without question.
No doubt. And I think when I say Hall of Fame, I mean, look, he's accomplished more as far as accolades than a lot of guys that are in the Hall of Fame. Reggie Miller, you look at all NBA teams, all-star teams, all defensive teams, things like that, and he's ahead of Reggie. And not just Reggie, but Reggie's one of, you know, several that he's accomplished more than, but neither of them got a championship at this point. But if he gets one, yeah, I think that would obviously seal the deal. Rob, also, this would be one of the, like, with all due respect to his teammates, and I like that he said, Rob, I don't call them role players, I call them my teammates. That's cool. I really like that. But we're not on the Heat. We can call them what they're role players.
Exactly, because they're role players.
Right. But you would have to go think long and hard, Rob, to find a guy that led a team to a championship with such a nondescript supporting cast. And I say that respectfully because these guys have earned my respect. Gabe Vincent, Max Strus. Bam Adebayo was a late lottery pick. He's a 14th pick in the draft. He's a very good player. He's made a couple of all-star teams. Kevin Love's older, was great at one point, very, you know, older at the end of his career now. But let's just keep it real. He doesn't have what you would call a championship supporting cast. And Rob, I mean, I think you have to go all the way back to as far as somebody that won the championship. Now, LeBron's gotten there with a cast that you might compare to this. But as far as winning a championship, you'd have to look at Hakeem Olajuwon in 94. Before Drexler got there in 95, you go back to maybe Rick Barry. For our old heads out there, 1975, right? Rick Barry averaged 30 points that year. His second highest scoring teammate was 14 points a game.
Wow.
Now, but that was when the ABA was in existence, which Barry had played in before going to Golden State. And so a lot of the best players in the world were in the ABA. So this would be a historic achievement in turn. I'm not trying to make this to say Jimmy Butler's better than the guys that won it with more talent around him. I'm not saying that at all. But to carry this team to a championship, Rob, that would be incredibly impressive. And to go through Giannis, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, and then Jokic to do it, that's a heck of an accomplishment.
It would be. And I think people would give him a lot of love and respect. They already like what he's been able to do. And they love, like the idea, Chris, that he's doing it
and he elevates come postseason time.
No,
like that,
doubt.
That's the part, yes, that, right, people can look at and go, man, like playoff Jimmy is a real thing. It's, yep, no hype. This guy is able to elevate and make it happen for his team when everything matters. When yep. I must.
Would you much rather than it be the other way around? A James Harden. It's like the opposite of James Harden.
Right. And James Harden, that's the part that bothers people with James Harden, because it doesn't happen.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. So we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Start of game one just a few minutes away. But we want to hear from you. If Denver loses the series, or if Miami wins it, is the impact bigger for Jimmy Butler winning or Nikola Jokic losing? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental health podcast. And each week, we try to help turn our mental health issues into mental wealth. And we dive in with everyone from the world of sports and entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. So each week, listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental health podcast on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, I'm not afraid to say I got no idea what that is.
I love this show, Chris. I got this, Alex. You ready? It's the Joker's Wild.
Yes.
Where Jack Barry was the host.
And Don Lard.
That's right. Joker, and a triple.
My goodness. I think you just sat around and watched TV all day.
I weighed 400 pounds when I was a kid.
Oh, man. I give you credit, though. You are the sitcom and game show king from the 70s.
Yes, and
really the 50s, 60s, 70s.
There was nothing else to do, Chris. You know that.
No,
there were four channels.
I do know that.
We watched everything.
You're right about that.
We watched everything.
I have no idea if it was. It seemed good back then.
Right.
Hazel, Dennis the Menace.
We watched all those shows.
Leave It to Beaver, all
Bewitched,
that.
Bewitched, all that.
Yep, everything, man. All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. And brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. That's wonderful. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. How big of a win would this be for Jimmy Butler? How big of a loss would it be for Jokic?
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Adam in Florida. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Adam?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
Good,
How are you?
Not too bad. I actually think it would be a bigger deal for Jokic because of how it's going to be presented in the media. And it's the same reason that all the Heat's victories so far have been bigger deals for the team that lost, because it's one of the issues with journalism these days. As journalists become less about reporting, it's becoming more about entertainment. And what the audience wants is predictions. And so since everybody predicts these other teams will beat the Heat, when the Heat win, they have to defend their prediction and fall back on some reason why the guy that they picked ended up losing, to defend, you know, their natural tendencies to lean towards, you know, what they thought was going to happen.
I hear that, Adam, and I don't totally disagree with you, but when the favorites lose, people, you know, there is more, why did this happen? You know, there's a why did this happen? Who are you blaming? They were the favorites. They should have won. So sometimes when the upset teams that are expected to win, all the coverage does go to the team that lost.
So I don't disagree that there's always a why, but my thing is maybe the why is that we're incorrect with why we're thinking one team is better than the other. For example, I think most of the predictions are based off what we consider a superstar, like Boston. They, on paper, had more superstars, but I don't think they were a better team through any stretch of the imagination. They played offense five games of one-on-one instead of one game of five-on-five. You know, they're not a better
team. Well, but I don't see, and that's, look, I hear what you're saying, and I think you're talking I think you're mainly talking about TV debate shows, obviously, which I am on one, first things first. I think you're talking about that more than just journalism. You know, like newspapers, I think you'll get, you know, some columnists will write their opinion. So whether it's pro Heat, pro or anti Nuggets or whatever you want to do, but then you're going to have the game stories and you will have stories that are more balanced. But on television, yeah, you're going to get opinions and you're going to get personalities.
Right.
And it's going to be entertaining too. So yeah, that's a little different.
And Chris,
but I also would say Boston was a better team by everybody's estimation, because they were better throughout the entire season.
No doubt.
And they had two stars, two high, you know, they had a first and a second team All-NBA player. right. And a deeper bench. So
let's go to Tommy T in Colorado. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tommy T?
Hey, fellas. Big night for us here in Colorado, man.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But
yes.
I got to agree with the question. I think you're both right. It'd be a bigger deal for Jimmy Butler. But I want to flip that over and say the reason it wouldn't be such a big deal if the Nuggets didn't get it done is because this roster is young, man.
Right.
They're loaded with 20-something-year-old guys, including Jokic, who's only 28. And they've gotten so much better, man. They've gotten better defensively. They've gotten so much tougher. You know, guys like Bruce Brown and KCP have added so much to this team. And I just don't think they're going away anytime soon if they could keep them together. So hopefully they get it done. Nuggets roll tonight and get them going toward a ring. But if they happen to not get it done, I think they'll be back.
Nah, that's a good call. Jamal Murray, your second best player, is 26.
He ain't going nowhere, Chris. Right. Where's Jamal Murray going?
They're young. There's no doubt about it. It would be a huge disappointment, especially
if they lost,
such a heavy favorite.
Yes.
But, yeah, they're going to have more chances. There's no doubt about it.
No doubt about it. Let's do Thomas in the Bay Area. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Thomas?
What up, fellas? Thank you for having me.
Yes,
as big as it would be for Jimmy, I think it's an even bigger embarrassment for Denver simply because you go through Carl Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, Devin Booker, KD, LeBron, and AD, but then you fold to Jimmy, Gabe Vincent, and Caleb Martin.
That's
like almost as bad as LeBron choking against Dallas, but if Jokic plays good and they lose, he tipped your cap, but it's still an embarrassment.
No, there's no doubt about it. I just think, and your point, Thomas, is well taken.
Yeah.
But for Jimmy Butler to do this against this team, Chris, that's been good all year long, like that would be an incredible thing with two starters who weren't drafted. We could go on and on and on. That would be an incredible boost
to
Jimmy.
Three starters. Because they're hurt.
Right. But Jimmy Butler, his star would go through the roof.
And I think, Rob, too, it might be part of it how it would happen. And I don't foresee this happening. Now, I didn't foresee it happening in 2011. But if Jokic just melted down and clearly wasn't ready and was playing uncharacteristically bad, then that would become the huge story. You know, just like obviously with LeBron's struggles in 2011 against Dallas. But it still was big for Dirk. And so it would be, some of it is how it would happen, but I stick by what we said. But it was a good call. All right, we got Antonio Daniels joining us at the bottom of the hour. He is an NBA champion, so he knows what it's like to be on this stage. And first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest has theme music. He's an NBA champion, New Orleans Pelicans TV analyst, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man, Antonio Daniels. What's up,
That's
brother?
That's right. What's up, Antonio?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Wait a minute. I just want to make sure, because you picked the Lakers to be playing the Heat in the finals, right?
Yeah, we all did.
No, I'm just saying.
No. Did you pick the Heat?
He picked the Lakers.
No, I didn't pick the Heat.
Oh, okay.
Nobody picked
right,
the Heat.
Nobody picked the Heat.
But you picked the Lakers, though, right?
Okay, and who did you pick?
No, I'm asking. I'm just asking.
I know. Yes, 100%.
Yeah,
the Lakers,
and the only reason I started.
I'm the only one that's wrong here.
No. Chris picked the Lakers too. I didn't, but I'm just, my point is,
okay,
how surprised are you of where Denver is and what they did and their chances of winning? That's the only reason why I asked you that.
You know, here's my thing, man.
That's it.
I'm surprised. I'm like, it's weird because Denver has been playing like this all year long.
Right.
And then when you look at how they finished the regular season, they didn't finish the regular season like this. They didn't. And this is why I was kind of, I won't say kind of down on Denver, but even though they ended up first in the Western Conference, look at the way that they ended the season.
Yeah, they had a losing streak. I think they had a four-game losing streak.
No, it was ugly. It was raggedy. There's no doubt about it.
So I'm one, Rob, as a player and now as an analyst, I don't believe in the switch. You know what? I believe you're either playing well at that particular time or you're not playing well at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
But what the Denver Nuggets have showed us throughout their this run is that they're serious and they're and I picked them to win it all. But let's be honest. I'm going to go ahead and come all out here. I picked Milwaukee to beat Miami. I picked New York to beat Miami. I picked Boston to beat Miami.
Yep.
And here they are.
I did too. Well, speak about how impressive, because look, we know we've had the super team era. We've had great dynamic duos. And with all due respect to Bam Adebayo and the teammates of Jimmy Butler, but he is really the only kind of star, perennial all-star on that team. How impressive is it what he's done in your view?
I think impressive is an understatement. And you know what's different? And we discussed this today on our show. Jimmy Butler literally is two completely different players.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the regular season, he averaged almost 22.5 points a game. Now he's sitting at 29.
Right.
Like, how does that transformation happen? Is it simple as saying Tyler Hero's not there and Victor Oladipo's not there, so there's more offensive responsibility? But he's getting this done while other guys are playing well, too. So Gabe Vincent's playing the best basketball of his career. Caleb Martin playing the best basketball of his career. Why Jimmy Butler right now looks like a top 10 player if you just take into consideration the totality of the postseason.
No, I totally agree. I haven't ever seen a player that I can recall who turned it up from that level. Like you said, he's gone from an all-star to a top 5 or 10 player in the playoffs.
Right.
And he's done it a few years now. And so, it's unbelievable.
Let me ask you this on Miami. Shot 43% from three against Boston. Is that possible to continue at that pace? Or as you see, they could fall off in this round.
See, I think
43 is ridiculous.
Right, but the thing is, what we've seen in these playoffs, and really in every playoffs, right, is just because something works in a previous series doesn't mean that that's going to translate to the next series. Example, the Laker fans were in love with D'Angelo Russell.
They sure were.
Golden State series.
Right.
After the Golden State series, they couldn't get enough of D'Angelo Russell. But after the Denver series, they can't get him out of town quick enough.
Right.
So what we see is how things translate from series to series. Confidence sometimes doesn't translate series to series. It really doesn't. I'm interested to see if Caleb Martin and Gabe Vincent and Max Strus and Duncan Robinson, if those guys can continue the way that they're playing, right? Because they've been fantastic, and they're a big reason why Miami's in the NBA Finals. But when you get Tyler Hero back, does that take away some of the freedom of some of these guys? Does that take away some of the reps of some of these guys? Because I honestly feel like one of the reasons that Miami is here, because Tyler Hero has been sidelined and Eric Spoelstra hasn't had a choice but to rely on those four guys.
They don't have to look over their shoulder. They're not coming out because there's nobody to put in.
Let me ask you this too, Antonio, and we saw this before. I thought it was one of the biggest mistakes ever made in an NBA Finals. And that was when Orlando played the Lakers. Do you remember? And who was the guard, Chris?
2009.
Who was who was out for?
Jameer Nelson
was out for 4 months.
Ray Frost.
And Skip Tumalu got him all the way to the finals, and they had something going, and they forced Jameer Nelson back in. Do you remember that, Antonio? I thought,
what are
you doing?
I do, and it's hard, man. I'm not going to lie, because you think of what Tyler Hero brings. You know, Chris just referenced the fact that Jimmy Butler is the only, other star in that team. Well, a guy, Tyler Hero, averaged 20-5. I can't speak to that. What I can speak to is being Gabe Vincent. I can speak to being Max Strus. I can speak to being guys like Caleb Martin, and I know what it's like when someone's injured. The year that we played Cleveland and Gilbert Arenas was sidelined, for the entire playoffs, I didn't have to look over my shoulder. And for that series, I averaged 15-13 because I didn't have to look over my shoulder. So there's a drastic difference from a role player perspective. when you don't have to look over your shoulder. And also from a coaching perspective, knowing that if need be, I can't just reach down there and call on Tyler Hero. I'm allowing Duncan Robinson and Gabe Benson and Max Strus and Caleb Martin to play through their mistakes.
That's an excellent point. Let me ask you this. Hey, Antonio, we've gotten, you know, over the last maybe decade or so, we've gotten into these super teams. And even, you know, when teams don't win it, it's like, go get another superstar. We're talking about Kyrie going to the Lakers. And you look at a team like, hey, we talked about Miami, but Denver. I mean, Jamal Murray will probably, if they win it, you know, he'll probably start to be an all-star in the future. But really, they got right now one superstar. And you can look back in history, like the Jordan era, there were a lot of teams with like that one guy, right? And other really good players. But that one main guy, Barkley in Phoenix, Ewing in New York, and so on and so forth.
But
just because you only have one superstar versus a team with three, doesn't mean, is this evidence, Denver, that it doesn't mean because you got three superstars, you're going to be better than a team with one, but with great chemistry and everybody knows their role and plays it to perfection?
I know, but the guys that you just mentioned, Chris, none of those guys won a championship, right?
Right.
And that, because basically,
I mean, Olajuwon in 94, you know, Olajuwon in 94, but.
Yeah, it's very, very difficult to win a championship on your own. And I think what gets lost here, for me, what gets lost is the 3-and-D guy. That's what's important to me. You're going to have stars, but you need someone that's willing to do the dirty work. And a lot of times what ends up happening is when you're trading guys away to get that star, what's in that package to get that star is that dirty work guy. Dorian
right.
Finney-Smith, Mikal Bridges, those kind of guys. And those are the guys that you need to actually win championships, right? You see Denver, they have Bruce Brown, they have Aaron Gordon, they have Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. They have guys that are willing to play their role. But when you're trying to acquire stars, so like for the Lakers, what will it look like for the Lakers to acquire Kyrie Irving, right? They're going to have to get rid of some pieces,
right?
We saw Phoenix do it to acquire Kevin Durant, and they got rid of a lot to the tune of, we are going to rely on these four guys, and they depleted everything that they actually needed to compete in other areas.
Yep. No, that's a great comment. That's our man Antonio Daniels.
Thank you,
thanks
buddy.
For the knowledge, man. Enjoy the game.
For sure. Appreciate it, fellas.
Yep. Monty Williams. Wow. Talk about a come-up. That's next. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. At the end of your first year, Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. Everything you've earned is doubled. That's right. Seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match.
Is this laughing? What is this?
Is this what?
This one is Hollywood Squares.
Hollywood Squares? Wow.
You know, I used to watch these, Rob, but I didn't know.
Yeah,
I'm having trouble with the game show.
Yeah, this one, even I watch Hollywood Squares, too. You remember who the host was,
like,
Chris?
I didn't watch it religiously, but I, you know, obviously saw it.
Do you remember the host? The host has a vaguely. Sports tie. You ready for this? The host was Peter Marshall, Chris. He was the host of Hollywood Squares.
Yeah, I would.
And his son was a Major League Baseball player for the Kansas City Royals. His real name was Pete LeCocq. But Marshall changed his name, Chris, for television.
Pete what?
Pete LeCocq.
Okay.
No lie, that was his name.
Is that LeCoq? Like, I've seen that name before.
Pete LeCocq, yeah.
Whatever. Okay.
But you know what I mean. But his son played Major League Baseball.
Okay, cool. Rob, Monty Williams fired unceremoniously in Phoenix. And, I mean, you know, I like Devin Booker, but he didn't really, you know, You know, like Embiid, Giannis, when Mike Budenholzer was fired, gave a nice statement about him, right? Book just tweeted 36 unbothered, which is his number 35, his number one plus KD's number 35. So that's what people assumed he was talking about. The two of them are unbothered by the firing and other things going on in Phoenix. So that's got to be tough on a coach, especially right. You turn that team around. But talk about a come up. Monty Williams, hired by the Denver Nuggets, gets a six-year.
You mean Detroit Pistons.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Detroit. I'm watching the game, obviously. Detroit Pistons, a six-year, $78.5 million deal, Rob. That's over $13 million a year, making him the highest paid coach in the NBA.
In NBA history, ain't it?
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, because those things only go up, right? That's awesome. And I got to be honest, I think it's a good hire by Detroit. What Chris, Monty did when he got to Phoenix, he made them respectable and, heck, got them to an NBA Finals. That was a team that was much like Detroit right now, Rob. In the doldrums, lost its great reputation. Had not made the playoffs in a long time, and here he comes and he turns them around. They had some young talent, Devin Booker at that time, and now you got the same situation in Detroit, Rob, so I think this is a great hire.
I like Monty Williams as a coach, but he's grossly overpaid, and this is the bad team tax, and you just wonder. I'm going to be honest. For Monty Williams, with the other jobs that are available and the situations that are there, did he just decide to cash out? Chris, they're not winning anything any soon, anytime. I worked in Detroit for 20 years. They got some nice couple young players.
They got some nice young people.
They do, but I don't blame them if they offer me to be the highest paid coach in NBA history.
Right.
But a ridiculous 6-year contract, which for a coach is just way too much for a guy who hasn't won. That's what I have the issue with.
Well, it's to your point. Maybe it's the bad team tax.
It is, Chris. We talk about it all the time. The bad team tax. That's what bad teams have to do. You want a player, Chris? You got to pay extra. You want you want a coach with a name and a pedigree? You got to pay extra.
And look, I don't think they'll win a championship. I mean, unless they, I say get lucky in the lottery, but I would expect that they aren't going to be having that top pick. You know, now this year they got really unlucky.
They're very unlucky.
Yeah, they fell to fifth. And, look, it's one thing not to get Victor Wembanyama.
But you get fifth?
Right. You want to be in that top three.
Especially because we can't name the other four. We can't name four and five, Chris.
These twins. Right? Asur and Amen Thompson, I think, is their names. But, look, I say this, though, Rob. They've got Cade Cunningham.
Who was out almost all year.
He was out all year, but he's a good player.
No, I like him.
Yeah, he's a good player. Jaden Ivey had a nice season.
I like Monty Williams, Chris.
Jalen Durant. Yeah, that's not the issue. They're bringing him in for – I hear you, because you're not going to win a championship, right, like in the next 2-3 years, right? We know that. So I hear you on that, but don't you think he can – we believe, because what he did in Phoenix and what he's done in a few other places as well – he's a guy, though, that gives you credibility, and these young guys need that. They need stability, Rob. And I don't know if he'll outlast this contract or not, but I would think whenever he were to leave there, I think they'll be on solid footing.
Chris,
I'm not saying they'll have a championship.
I understand
but I think
what you're saying, but let me ask you this real quick. Will he complete his 6 years in Detroit?
I think so, because the only reason I think he wouldn't is if he got fired.
I don't think he'll
wouldn't
complete
you think
6 years.
So you think he would go to another team?
I just think, 6 years is a long time. That's a weird contract for me, 6 years for a coach.
I don't know. I think things are going – they may make some trades. We'll see, but it's going to be interesting there. All right, an hour left. Lock it.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.